Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 170 of the podcast, and it's entitled, You Can Be Happy and Want a Better Life. You know, it's interesting recently, like I have just seen, you know, so much joy and so much happiness in my life. And I've done this with, you know, when I'm meeting with people, you know, or when I'm even just even with friends sometimes, I found myself after like two people had kind of shared how rough their life was, I kind of shared how awesome my life was. The thing that I forgot in that moment is what I should have done in that moment is share it even more with them. But yeah, my life is really good, but there's still areas that I want to grow in. But compared to where I've been in the past, it is so much better. And so for each of you, like, I think sometimes we fall in the camp of either, you know, it's interesting. There was a period of my life where I started to understand that I didn't have to have anything in order to be happy. And so I stopped doing much of anything. I really did. Like, I was so happy and content where I was that I just didn't feel like doing anything. Well, what that led to is, you know, a decent amount of time not doing much. And being fairly happy, but not being able to have very many opportunities that I probably wanted to have. You know, and then there's other people that probably go to the extreme on the other end. They feel like they have to have so many things in order to be happy. You know, the way I see it, the Lord wants us to be happy. He really does. But he doesn't want you to stay where you are. We are meant to grow. We are, like, one of my favorite phrases is the fullness of the measure of our creation. Now, how does that happen? Because it doesn't necessarily just happen overnight. It's not just like, well, yeah, I'm going to instantly become the fullness of the measure of my creation. It happens step by step. You know, I think sometimes we can get discouraged because we want the better life and aren't feeling that way and don't feel like we'll ever get the things that we want. And sometimes we feel discouraged by essentially not taking the time to just enjoy the moment. It's like there are some people out there that have so many really cool things and experiences in their lives. But they keep working and working and working towards the next thing. So there's certain people that are so happy where they're at that they don't do anything different, you know, like I was for many years. And there's other people that work way too hard and don't enjoy and smell the roses. Like, where are you? When you first looked at the title of this podcast today, that you can be happy and want a better life, where are you? Are you one of those that's just allowing yourselves to be happy in your circumstances, but not continuing to move forward in your life? So there's a scripture in the Book of Mormon that says, this is essentially talking about what the adversary is going to do. And others will he pacify and lull them away into carnal security, that they will say, all is well in Zion, yea, Zion prospereth, all is well. And thus the devil cheateth their souls and leadeth them away carefully down to hell. And then it goes down a few verses, and this is in 2 Nephi 28. And if you don't know where to find that, you can message me on Instagram. So the first verse I read was 21 in chapter 28 of 2 Nephi. And then in verse 24, it says, therefore, woe be unto him that is at ease in Zion. And 25, woe be unto him that crieth, all is well. So it's really interesting because, you know, the adversary uses so many different ways against us. Like, there's certain people that have every financial thing they could ever want in their lives, and they're miserable. Now, why are they miserable? Because they're not doing the things they would love to do to grow. You know, why does verse 21 say the devil cheateth their souls? I believe it's because, why are we here on earth? Is it just to get a bunch of awesome toys? It's not. You see, the thing that happens as you seek out a goal and as you work towards that goal is you grow. We have to grow into the type of person, as we're going after a goal, that's the type of person that can reach that goal. So what am I really telling you guys today? I'm telling you, don't allow all the thoughts that come through your head about, oh, you have to have all these things to be happy before you're happy, to let you down. And also, once you are feeling really good, understand that you still have so much more. I mean, one of the things that I've seen in my own life is when I start to get, you know, more clients and more money, sometimes I take my foot off the gas a little bit. It's like, oh, this is so cool. Wow. And I think part of that is because, you know, as you're leveling up in life, the new life that you've created seems so much better than the life you've lived before, that you really do get a bit complacent, like, whoa, this is really cool. You know, I can now afford to go out to eat every now and then, whereas before I couldn't afford that much at all. Oh, and, you know, and then at the next level, it's like, wow, I'm going to some really cool restaurants. This is really cool. Oh, I'm going on some cool trips. And it's like, compared to where we're at now, or where we've been before, your life might be so much better. And the Lord still has something so amazing and incredible in store for you. You know, I have seen this even with clients before. It's like, you know, they start living this experience where their life gets really good, and then they become a bit complacent. You've got to do the things for you that are going to motivate you. What's going to help you? What's going to help you want to be more engaged and be more driven in the life that you want to create? You know, one of the things that helps me is rewards. I have been trying to get into shape for years. I mean, we're talking of losing like 10 or 15 pounds. But I really haven't cared enough to do it. It's like, yeah, I lift weights, you know, 5 and 6 times a week, and I exercise, but I tend to sometimes eat not the best, especially during the day. Well, something really cool happened. And I'm not telling you guys to do this. I would even ask you, like, what is it that works for you that motivates you? Because one thing that does work for me is rewards. And so I do this sheet every Sunday at church. And on this sheet, in the bottom left corner, I put my main goals that I'm working towards. And in the top right, I put my main goals that I'm working towards that week. Well, the thing that came to me, and it was interesting because it was actually during sacrament meeting this came, was, Joseph, add rewards to each of those things. And so the rewards that I added for a certain financial goal of, you know, going on a Disneyland trip, And then the one that I thought was kind of funny was, you know, once I finish the second draft of my book, then I'm able to buy Xbox Live again, which I really, really do enjoy sometimes. Like, I enjoy having it as an opportunity that if I just want to hop on and play against someone real quick, usually in like soccer or something, that I can. Well, part of when that reward came, it was almost like, no, let's pick something else. I'm just going to go buy that regardless. And Heavenly Father's like, no, when you finish the second draft of your book, you can buy that again. And I was like, okay. And then the other one, this one, I think had come before, but it was once you get to 185 pounds, then you get to go have the all-you-can-eat shrimp at Red Lobster, which if you haven't had and you like shrimp, is absolutely amazing. So good. Well, so those were, so those came, but then the Lord's like, hey, let's create little rewards for your weekly goals too. So I do have a reward if I hit like a certain financial goal that I'm able to go buy a Nintendo Switch that I really want to buy. And so that was kind of along my weekly goal because anyways, without going too much into detail, but the thing that probably surprised me the most, with my book, it was, all right, if you finish chapter 7 and 8 of your book, then you get to buy Netflix again and you get to watch the first 2 episodes of Stranger Things season 4. Which I was like, okay, that's cool, because, you know, if I can only watch the first 2 episodes, that might motivate me to get more done. And then the one that probably surprised me the most was, you know, like, basically, once I get, you know, the Nintendo Switch, they have all these games for like $10, right? That are games from my childhood. Like, really, really cool games. And Heavenly Father's like, all right, well, when you get to, you know, at the time I was right around 193 pounds. He's like, all right, well, when you get to 191, give yourself one of those $10 games. So I picked like Sunset Riders, which if you've ever played is so cool. And then he's like, all right, but also give yourself one if you get to 189 this week. And I was like, oh, you know, so I picked another one. And it's like, you've got to figure out how to get yourself to want a better life. And sometimes it can be the silliest of silly things, and it doesn't matter. You know, there's a particular story of Marlon Brando, and somebody, a young actress, walked up to him that was on set with him and asked him, you know, what's my motivation for this scene? And he said, I want you to picture a hat the size of Montana filled with dollar bills. And he said, that's your motivation. So it doesn't matter what's going to motivate you. Like, what is your version of a better life? What is it that you're going after? Do you have particular goals that you've set on that you're working towards? For me, that's pretty helpful. You know, because really, like, it can, guys, when you've lived, you know, it's like, for example, if somebody's lived in poverty for a long time and somebody even takes them to like just a, like, even, I don't want to use the word class, but you, let's just say they have a slightly better life than they did before, where they actually have food and they have everything they need, they might become completely content at that place. And it's like, the Lord wants you to continue to grow. Like, money and all the trappings, for lack of better words, of a good life are just a representation, really, of if we're showing up and doing the work. When I show up and do the work, it is amazing at what happens. It is amazing what Heavenly Father does for me. There's a great scripture in the Book of Mormon in Mosiah 2:41, and it says, and moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven. that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God hath spoken it. And when I see that word, a state of never-ending happiness, I think, first of all, that is our nature. When you're not overthinking about how your life's working or not working, and you're just there, you're in a state of happiness. But you can't really force yourself to get there. It just kind of happens. And the other part is they are blessed in all things, temporal and spiritual. Like, usually people that are doing the things the Lord would have them do are blessed spiritually and temporally. And that same statement is said in another quote that I really love by Leo Tolstoy. It is within my power either to serve God or not to serve Him. Serving Him, I add to my own good and the good of the whole world. Not serving Him, I forfeit my own good and deprive the world of that good which was in my power to create. Wow. We forfeit our own good when we don't follow the impressions that we're given by the Spirit? Yeah, we do. We forfeit the blessings that the Lord has for us. And that's part of this experience of life, is, learning, okay, I got a bit off track yesterday. Did that feel good? No. But it's like the Batman Begins quote that says, Bruce, why do we fall? So we can learn to pick ourselves up again. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where your life is at. I would just invite you to make some tiny goals that get you engaged in the game. It's little games, that's little things that kind of make us work. I shared before, but we were at a training and my mentor just said, hey, go out and make as much money as possible in the next 2 hours. Well, what happened then is we stopped overthinking about everything we were doing. And not only did I create, more financial opportunities for myself in that time, do you know what else happened? Because I wasn't overthinking, I got reconnected with people that I hadn't talked to in a very long time. Because I wasn't overthinking, oh, how do I have to do this? Well, what's my job? What's my goal? What is the actual goal that I'm going after? I have to remember that. And the more time and intention and energy you spend towards your goals, the better off you're going to do. That's just the way it is. As I sit here thinking, my goal today is to inspire you to be happy where you are and also do the things necessary to live a better life. Like, and you don't even have to, you don't have to sit down and think of this grandiose better life that you think exists out there. I don't, if you listen to last week's podcast about, all you need is a spark, I would invite you to stop overthinking everything that you think you want to do and go do it. I would, because, it was interesting. I had an experience last night where I was with a group of people and I had so many thoughts going through my head. It's like, man, where am I at today? Like, oh man, I'm overwhelmed. My head's so full. And then it wasn't until probably late last night and this morning that it just kind of dawned on me. One of my three lines of my personal Bible, my code that I live my life by, is I don't have to wait for my thinking to settle to begin. I can just walk in. People tell you all kinds of things. It's like, well, you got to be true to yourself. You got to do this. And those were some of the thoughts coming to me last night. Man, I don't really feel like super happy right now. And plenty of times, if I haven't had the best day, if I haven't engaged, if I haven't done the things that I wanted to do that day, then sometimes I'm not feeling that great. And even when I don't think I'm feeling that great, it's just because I'm overthinking, well, I didn't get all the stuff done I wanted to today. Well, does that mean I have to have a miserable night? No. I could be happy exactly where I want and say, well, tomorrow I'm going to do better. And so I came in today and or even last night, and I mapped out my whole day, and I said, okay, these are the things that we're going to get done tomorrow. And you know what? It's been so much better. And there's also that quote about being flexible. When you're flexible, you won't get bent out of shape and you won't break. Like, what would be one simple thing that you would love to have in your life? What is one simple tiny step that you could take towards getting to that space? You don't have to have everything that you want to be happy. You know, and I'll even share, like, I love this story. And you know, I first heard this from Steve Chandler in his book, The Story of You. And he talked about old Elvis versus young Elvis. Young Elvis was so hungry and so amazing and so incredible. Like, you know, there was a hunger, there was a desire, there was a joy in his voice. Well, older Elvis, that was only like 15 or 20 years after that, if that, was, you know, he ate double deep fried peanut butter jelly sandwiches. He, you know, did so many different vices that it was astounding. Well, isn't that interesting? The exact same thing that crazy leprechaun thinking inside our head says you have to have in order to be happy. Look around. So many people don't, like, so many people that do have it are not happy. Like, I went to a group recently and I told them, like, I want to talk to your people that hate their lives and hate their jobs, but want to be happy. Why? Because that's most people. So you don't have to have what you think you have to have in order to be happy. And you can be happy where you're at and go create an amazing, incredible life. I really do believe that the Lord wants to bless you. And if you can just shake off all the thinking that's going through your head and take the next step, like in a book called The Rich Man's Secret, it says, take the first step, no more, no less, and the next will be revealed. Another quote in there says, now is how. How do I do this? Well, now is how. Pick something. Well, how do I, what do I do in this moment? I need to connect with people. But who do I call? What do I do? Do something. Call a person. You're writing a book. Sit down and write the first word. Ask for Heavenly Father's help. If you're wanting to get in shape, take a walk around the block. Go to the gym. I mean, decide for you what's one thing that you think would give you, like, you would love to have in your life. And the way you know if you'd really love to have it is if it lights you up inside and you're like, like, you really do feel this joy just exuberating through your entire body. It's like, oh, I want to do that. Or even just, oh, I want to try that. Oh, it doesn't have to be any type of thing. It's just whatever you want to do, as long as it's not going to hurt you and not hurt somebody else, go do it. Like, literally, just go do it. And when you take that action, it'll either feel good, which will inspire you to take the next action, or it'll feel yucky, and you'll know that that's not a good path for you. So whatever you felt inspired to do today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.